This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is establishing an Office of Rail Safety to improve its oversight of freight and passenger rail lines. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state is also imposing new safety requirements on trains.
The new law is meant to help prevent and prepare for derailments and toxic spills. It sets training requirements for railroads and first responders, and it gives railroad employee unions more power to push for safety inspections. It also bars trains from blocking road crossings for more than 10 minutes in most circumstances. Governor Jared Polis signed the rail safety bill into law in Pueblo on Friday. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Springs could create its own city-owned ambulance service. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more on a proposal under consideration by city leaders.
Colorado Springs currently contracts with American Medical Response to run its ambulance service, but the city's fire officials say they can do a better, faster, and cheaper job if the city turns that responsibility over to them. According to a presentation city council members saw Monday, AMR has breached its contract with the city by arriving late to more than 33,000 emergency calls over the last 3 years. The proposal would not require extra tax dollars. The city says funds collected from insurers and patients would fully fund the program. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Some scattered thunderstorms produced tornadoes on the eastern plains yesterday. The National Weather Service says a thunderstorm around 1 p.m. produced landspouts northwest of Lamar. Another appeared around 3:30 north of Eads. The tornadoes did not cause any known damage. Now, scattered storms are possible again across the Front Range this afternoon and for most of this week. This is CPR News.